Yes.
He's incredible.
It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is back, three quarters. You know, myself, Brennan, Rob.
Yeah.
No ice today. It's all good.
Brennan's back. Is this after two episodes you missed?
I have no idea.
Okay. I think it's been about
two.
Oh,
that is me. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You, Brennan. I was that loud?
You clipped.
I peaked the mic.
And wow. You pulled your headphones off.
Yeah.
I know. After all that.
Did you guys enjoy that? I got to at least in 7,000.
Nah.
Good for you.
Because I got my volume pretty low.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you didn't enjoy it.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but it didn't peak on me.
I've done enough damage to these eardrums over the years.
Man.
Yeah, it's probably your dad playing all that music.
A lot of music. A lot of music next to a lot of amplifiers.
You know what we do on here? We do one-off, we do debates, we do topics, we do a bunch of stuff, and we're also the greatest fucking anime podcast.
Too late, Brennan.
On the planet.
Oh, my God. That might have blown out my eardrums.
Sorry about that. That was kind of a peak, sharp, scratchy greatest. I apologize for that.
I appreciate the getting it for Brennan's benefit.
I wait till he put the headphones back on purposely, too. He's like, oh, yeah, put the headphones back on. I'm comfortable. Nah. Fuck
this
all
is
that.
The kind of shit makes me not want to be here.
We love you, Brennan. What are you talking about, man?
We missed you.
Yeah. You've been gone. Now
I listened to the beginning episodes. How y'all be coming for me. Like, motherfuckers, I listen.
Brennan,
y'all
Brennan,
come for Brennan.
Love, man.
First of all, stop that shit, Brennan. When people were first missing episodes, y'all were dogging. There's literally an episode called, like, Keenan wasn't here, so we trashed him or some shit like that. That was the title of the episode.
And you deserved it.
So then we're good.
And see, this is why you get this energy, Brennan. This is why we're like, let's.
Yeah. Hey, you guys trashing me. I just hear it. It's so disrespectful. No, it's not. It's
like
right.
The other day, Brennan, like, Bomani works at our office, always gives Brennan a hard time. And he's just like, I hate Bomani. We're like, Rob, why do you encourage us? I'm like, because you're so many people's antagonist. It's about time you had one. He's like, when? And I'm like, so many times.
Bro.
Many times.
Man, this crazy anime talk we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Well, we are talking about
antagonists. Yeah.
Antagonists.
Brennan is, yeah.
Boom.
Diabolical
brought it back together.
Motherfucker. You know what's
funny? I don't like Rob lately. Like, the thing is, he told me that there's been times that I've walked into the office and said, like, I don't like you today. Kind of thing. Or
legit,
like, we have problems. And I understand why now. Like, when you said that, I was like, dang, that's messed up that I said that. Like, no, you deserve every little bit of that. You deserve every little bit of that, Rob.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just funny seeing Brennan even do stuff that he doesn't know you're watching. Like, when I was walking here earlier, I saw, like, Brennan and Bomani, like, trying to fight over a backpack. It was the funniest visual because Brennan was like, oh.
It goes so hard and it's so trivial.
Yeah, it's so little, man. But anyways, you know what we're doing here, debates and stuff like that. Rob.
Yes, sir.
Rob's news, man. What's going on? What's an anime news?
Got a couple anime news stories for you. Brennan giving me the stare down. The first one we got up, Demon Slayer is getting a temporary attraction at Universal Studios in Japan.
I'm attracted.
Yeah. Yes. Universal Studio Park in Osaka, Japan announced that they will open a temporary Demon Slayer themed attraction from September 17th to February 13th, 2022. So book your tickets. News is still limited, but they have announced the attraction will feature themed food, merch, and an experience that will allow people to, quote, see the fluid swordsmanship and even breathing of Tanjiro and his fellow Demon Slayers amid fierce battles that will unfold before their very eyes.
That sounds dope.
Like
I'm,
I said,
I'm here for that.
News is still limited about the attraction, but the characters from the show will announce some more news on the park's Twitter account starting in July, which just began. So, I mean, what kind of attractions and themed merch do you think we'll see at something like this? Would you like to see?
Real I mean, merch wise, I feel like they're going to be killing it. Merch wise, I would love to see if I can get like some type of jacket or some type of something from over there.
I showed you guys my sword, right?
Yes. Yeah, I've seen the sword. It's nice. Yeah.
Man, I love that sword. I was about to run to my car and be like, let me show y'all this sword.
And I think I told you guys about like, there's this company that makes those swords, like the metal swords for like anime characters, like from Bleach, all that stuff like that.
Like real swords?
Real swords.
You know what they're called?
I said it in a group text, I think, but I have it on TikTok saved.
I should know that. That's like Brennan, like, I think you should waste money. That's what I hear, like, and I'm over here like, yeah, I think
the price wasn't crazy. It was like I think for like a Nosuke swords, it was like 200 and something.
So that means it's a shitty sword.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not going to, I mean, it'll kill
you. It's not going to be battle ready.
It's not going to be battle ready, yeah.
A 10-body sword. That's what
I
want.
You gotta get that made.
I want to go to Japan and like pick out the ore
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm seeing a Tanjiro replica prop sword on Amazon for like $100.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Tanjiro sword.
Bandai Spirits Proplica.
They show video and pictures of some of this stuff. See, it looked like legit. It looked good on this. I'll show it to you guys. But for the attractions, man, I mean, merch-wise, I definitely want gear in the sense of, like, shirts is cool, but I want, like, I love jackets. So I want some type of jacket either. I want the water pillars jacket.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, I like his color scheme to split between the two.
I want
to
get the Tanjiro earrings for any woman in my life.
Oh yeah,
that would be fire. Can you imagine, like, say you got a girl and she just happened to be rocking those, and you walk with her, and people are like, "Yo,
bro,"
and be like, he watches it.
Let me ask you,
how amazing would that be?
If you were single out here in these streets and you saw a girl that was attractive with those earrings on, how would you approach?
I would 100% approach her. How would I approach? I just walk up and be like, "I really like your earrings."
Yeah, because she probably doesn't get that all the time.
No, but I was like, "Yo, your earrings are really cool." Yeah. And then she'd be like, "Oh, thank you." I'm like, I was like, "You know what
they easy work."
No, it'd be easy. I really like your earrings. And then she'll just be like, "Oh, wow." That's like, yeah. I was like, "Demon Slayer is like my favorite show." And she's like, "Wait, what?"
And then Brent is over here.
If she says, "Wait," if she says, "Wait, what?" I'm like, "I really love Demon Slayer." If she's like, "Wait, what?" Then I'm like, "It was really nice to meet you," and walk away.
Brent is like, "I got her." I fucking
everything is about common ground.
Yeah, true.
Right, attraction wise, ride wise, I don't know, man. I'll like you said, it can take you between the swordsmanship and how the visual stuff looks.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued to see how that works, because out here we're gonna never get an anime attraction for any of our stuff out here.
I know, that's a bummer.
Are they gonna have Mugen's train? You get to go on it.
You get to ride it. That'd be pretty nice. You'd make it like an AR. Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't get on that
experience.
I wouldn't get on that damn train.
I would put
as
you
a ride.
It's a death train.
Put you on
not, it's not the real train though.
Like if you were to get the real Demon Slayer experience, then like, all right, there's a bunch of people that are just gonna whoop your ass.
But you get this. You know on that train, but get the
recover,
visual.
Breathe,
well,
and recover.
You could just fall asleep.
Yeah, you can fall asleep. But if
you
you're
could
on
be
that
spectator
train
mode,
yeah, you get to visually watch what's going on in the sense of like how the visual with Rengoku and stuff going. Oh, that should be fire, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talked about the swords, but this is my like obviously you know, no budget in mind, but what I'd love to see, you know, at Universal now with the Harry Potter thing, you can get your wand. Star Wars Land, you can get your lightsaber. Like, I want to be like not just Tanjiro sword, I want to get my Demon Slayer sword that will like change color, or like, you know, get something that's like personalized. That would be fucking dope.
That'd
I feel like
be
you
fire.
Would totally have that should be definitely an option.
Yeah,
like, it just makes sense, especially in Japan, like they have so much of that kind of
can we order like from their store possibly when it comes out, do you think?
It's possible. I know like Disney does do that. I think you can get a lot of their merch that they offer in some of those
areas. I'll be down to do that.
But that's Disney. And Disney's definitely about making that money.
That bread.
So they
Demon Slayer's already making his bread, so I feel like they're going to be the same. But there has to have been like another anime attraction like this at some point.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, what other animes do you think should get a theme park attraction or like a ride or something?
You can go first, Brandon.
He's thinking about it.
I don't want to go first.
I'll tell you what I had in mind is even though like I think it could be a horrifying experience, what might be a really fun ride is like doing the omnidirectional like shit from Attack on Titan, getting to do like a ride where like you go with like Levi's squad and like fly around the forest and stuff as you have to like take down the female Titan. That'd be pretty fun.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That'll be visually dope. It has a ride. I mean, you probably have fucking whiplash.
I got one.
What'd you got?
VR experience Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
Because all the weapons are just formed from your hands. So
true.
You can shoot the guns and you can make a sword.
Make the spirit sword.
And you can fight off all the, you know, the demons or whatever.
That'd be a really cool like VR, like AR sort of experience. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to copy Brennan's idea and just make it Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball. Imagine having those things on. You get to pick a character. You get to be either Gohan.
You can see other people's power level and see if it's at 9,000 or not.
That'd be dope.
Any of that stuff. You get to fight other, like, let's say it's all of us in VR mode and we're like, one's Gohan, Goku, Broly, whatever like
we
that.
We know who'd be Gohan.
Yeah. Rob's over here.
Unapologetically.
He'll be Tracksuit Gohan getting his ass smoked.
Wait, wait a minute. Tracksuit Gohan.
Yeah.
I'm going with
Saiyan man. No big deal.
Yeah, he still gets smoked.
Wait, so on that question, like, who do you think I would be if I was, like, if we were like, hey, pick whoever you want to be in?
What are you talking about? It's on your shirt.
Krillin. You walked into it.
It's right there.
You walked.
He's Krillin' it.
Yes.
I'm ready to move on. I don't care about
that. Nah, man. And you're already bald, too? Goku, you did it.
You mean the most powerful human on the planet?
Hey.
That's what you're talking about?
I'm not arguing that point.
Hey.
Literally travel the galaxy and universe fighting aliens for humanskind.
He did.
best friends and training partner with the most powerful being in the
exactly.
universe.
Exactly. See, I'm giving you a compliment, man. It's all about how you just take curious. It.
He's trying to find all the positives
smashing,
in this.
Smashing one of the greatest villains in the history of the show.
He got a sex
who
robot.
Who has unlimited energy.
Wow, yes.
He has the original sex robot.
Krillin has the original sex robot.
I've never even thought about it that way.
Yeah.
He's the first. What?
I guess she was like, because they have a kid, right, on Super?
No, so what happened is they wished, they used the Dragon Balls to wish her into a human.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first time they had sex, she was a human, but technically she was a robot first.
But he fell in love when she was a robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
He probably got like robot hand job or something.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh my God, that would chafe, dude. You imagine like the hydraulic seat
like,
on
had
that?
Skin, though.
She has
yeah.
skin,
but
yeah.
it's like metal though.
Yeah,
it's like,
no, it's skin. They have skin though.
Yeah.
And like I'm sure they got lube. It's a robot.
It's risky.
Yeah. Nah.
So is it like an android?
Yeah.
It was android, yeah.
That's literally
android.
Her name is Android 18. Android. Yeah. Well, she didn't change her name.
I wasn't going to say that. You're a human now. Change the shit.
Nah, it's like, I am who I am. Android 18.
I guess so.
You know how hard it is to change your name? You got to do social security now. You got to go to the...
She's a villain. She was born in a lab. She didn't even have social security.
Yeah. She got no birth certificate. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, man.
That was great.
All right, so that's it for that story. The second story I got, MAPPA reveals a teaser trailer for Chainsaw Man at their 10th anniversary celebration.
Yes.
So during a live stream celebration event, MAPPA released a teaser trailer for their upcoming anime, Chainsaw Man. A popular manga series follows a young man named Denji who hunts down devils for a living until one day he has a devil put inside of him and he becomes the titular Chainsaw Man. And it looks pretty crazy violent.
Man.
The manga has over 9 million copies in circulation and has won several like best manga awards, topped the Kono Manga Gasagoi. That was a tongue twister. it topped that list for best mangas for male readers. And they brought out the heavy hitters to make this show as well. So here's the team they got. They got director Ryo Nakayama, who directed Black Clover and Jujutsu Kaisen. Hiroshi Seko, the writer for Attack on Titan Season 4. Tatsuya Yoshihara, the action director for Black Clover. Kiyotaka Oshiyama, the devil who's going to design the character design the devils, did the same for Devilman Crybaby. Yusuke Takeda, the art director for Vinland Saga, is going to be the art director for this. And Kensuke Ushio is the composer who did the music for Devilman Crybaby. So that's who they got on here. I think they brought out the heavy hitters for this.
Yeah. Outside of the Devilman Crybaby shit.
Which still, I haven't seen it, so I can't weigh in either way, but very highly decorated awards-wise.
It's not a good show.
Is what it is.
But weird.
He said for the visuals, right? For some visuals.
For the
art.
Visuals.
So, for the art.
The visual for Devilman Crybaby, I'd give it, it's weird.
The visuals and the music, which, not the writing.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, I mean,
impressed with everything else you said, though.
Gotcha.
I'm all in on this show.
Yeah.
Okay, he's all in. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on the trailer? We watched it before we started.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it looks interesting. It looks like it has depth. It looks like it has wonderful animation.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a lot of elements in there that allude to possibly a really strong storyline, considering that it looks like normalcy to crazy powers and abilities and just massive, bigger than life, like Naruto-sized fox characters and blood and violence and, you know, like killing a bunch of people with chainsaws everywhere. It looks great.
Yeah.
Everything that I love. Rob and I were talking about it. I feel like this team, they were like, this is not going to fail.
Yeah, I just...
They put together a fucking, like...
The name is trash, though. Like, for me, that's the problem I have.
I never had a chance. I like the name. I like that the name is so
say
direct.
The name out, say the name out loud.
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I just don't care.
See, there's so many other
so
animes that I feel the same. Like the whole slime, the name of that slime show.
Yeah, it's not a great name. No, it's a bad name too.
But I mean, I feel like that is that a translation thing?
Yeah, I think the time I got reincarnated as a slime, all of it kind of sort of is because I feel like it sounds and feels different in Japanese than it does in English. Like the word Chainsaw Man, it might be like a cool word that sounds cool. You know what I'm saying? Like people who've never heard English before think diarrhea is one of the most beautiful words in language.
What?
Ooh.
Huh? I've actually read like the things like they did a study. Like, what do you think is most beautiful? Like, they gave him a bunch of words and just said all these words in English that nobody didn't understand these words. And they're like, which word do you think is the most beautiful? And they're like, diarrhea.
That's too bad.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense though.
It's a beautiful word. If you think about what it doesn't mean, if you separate yourself from what diarrhea actually means and just listen to what it sounds like, it's actually a pretty word.
It could sound. It could be like an herb or something.
It's like, oh, I'd like to have some diarrhea.
Yeah, take some diarrhea. It'll make your.
That's harder too. I just know what it means. It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
That means they gotta like gonorrhea.
It's a diarrhea
too.
Day out here, you know?
It's like I can't separate the art from the artist on this one. Like this one, they're just like too close. I can't. It's too much.
I saw you listening to R. Kelly, bro. You calm that down.
I'm about to say, yeah. People, I was still listening to Kells, man.
Back in the day on the Space Jam soundtrack, I Believe I Could Fly. You
yeah.
know.
I mean, yeah, I'm all in. Like, I was all in before the trailer. People were kept talking about it. I kept seeing, like, this little, like, not clips, but, like, I kept seeing, like, visuals from, I guess, the manga or whatever. And I was like, this, the name to me was so direct, and I didn't have an issue with the name. I was just like, this sounds like it's going to be bloody.
Yeah.
And, like, very, very violent and, like, crazy. Sign me up. And then the trailer came out. I was like, I'm already signed up.
You know what had a good name? Gangsta.
With the A at the end, too. I mean,
it's a little try hard.
Well, here's the thing. When I saw the A at the end, not the ER, I was kind of like, okay, they might. And
I don't like it.
But here's the thing. There was, I didn't hear any buzz around Gangsta besides the person that was kind of like recommending it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
fuck
different.
You, Chaz Rogers. Fuck you.
He didn't recommend Gangsta.
I don't give a shit. Still, fuck you.
Just pulling it out anyway. I mean, with shows out there called like One Punch Man, I can't get on Chainsaw Man.
Very
that hard.
No.
One Punch Man is very.
It this is what you get.
Yeah,
you're gonna get a Chainsaw
to
Man.
To me, it's expected because there's so many anime titles where I'm just like, "What is this?" And it's like dope, but just the title is just because I think it's a translation from Japanese. It just doesn't.
I also had a problem like when I saw just the first images of the character design and stuff like that. I was just like, I don't really care. Like just saying, Chainsaw Man, a guy with a bunch of chainsaws coming out of his body. I was like, I don't care. I'm not into it. It's just to me, I'm like, yeah, it's too over the top. But after watching that trailer, I'm like, this show seems like it's not about Chainsaw Man, and that's what I'm here for.
It definitely
just like One Punch
like
Man isn't about One Punch Man.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying.
No, it's deeper than that. The character, I'm assuming, is going to be deeper than...
Absolutely.
The and then so. One I think Punch he's the same we'll guy see. That's in the beginning of the show.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
And One Punch Man Season 2 is garbage.
No, it's not.
That's false.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I mean, it was...
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
It
sorry.
Was basically a rehash of the first season.
Yeah, it felt just like the same thing.
At least you got Garu in there, and you got to learn a little bit more about his character.
Let me apologize. That was my ice coming out. I haven't even seen Season 2 yet.
Oh,
what?
My
God.
Trash, Keenan.
Yo.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never seen full episodes.
It's really
of it.
Good. It's just as good as season one.
Yeah, it's not.
That's what I have not been hearing, though.
No, it literally feels like there's no difference.
If you're looking for like an advancement.
You want to talk about it, fuck Chaz Rogers, that he did say that he did not enjoy second season of
I don't give a fuck about Chaz Rogers' opinions.
I'm bringing it back around, man.
I'm just letting you know, like, whatever his opinion about anime is trash, because I don't give a fuck. He made us watch that shitty-ass show. And suffer through it and still try to defend
it. One recommendation? So you're telling me if somebody makes one bad recommendation,
what bad
done.
Recommendation have you made to me? What bad recommendation has he made to me? Neither one of you have ever recommended something that I was like, this is trash afterwards.
That's I feel like Ice has, but you still trust his opinion, right, on some anime?
No! I disagree with Ice on almost everything.
This is true.
What are you talking about? If Ice is like, Brittany, you should totally watch this anime, I'm probably going to not do it. Like, we have completely different opinions.
You guys do have a lot of very differing tastes when it comes to anime.
In general.
Yeah. In general as well,
we have very different tastes and lifestyles. So if he's like, Brittany, I think you'll like this. I'm like, you don't know.
You don't know me too
no.
well.
No, but if Rob's like, Brittany, you need to watch. Rob has texted me a few times. It's like, you need to drop everything you're doing and watch something.
Check this out.
And
yeah,
I did
go
it.
Off
now,
of
he
Rob's
was right.
Opinion for a lot of that.
You know what I'm saying? And Keenan texts me. He's like, Brittany, you got to see something. You're right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If Chaz texts me and says, you got to see something, I'm like, cool.
Delete.
Sounds good.
See you at the studio for daddy issues.
Straight up. Thank you.
Thanks for the rec.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Well, those are all our anime news stories. That's all I got for you this week.
All right. Thank you for the news, Rob, as always.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So today's topic, we're going to talk about villains, man. Villains that we love. villains that we hate. That's Brennan's great villain laugh. That's a pretty good villain laugh, actually.
Thank you.
Pretty good. So we're going to do questions first. We're going to give our villain that we love and then our villain that we hate the most. Let's jump in. Do you want to jump right into the questions?
Yeah. I say let's go for it, yeah.
Do it.
All right, first question, man. What do you think makes a good villain?
You want to start with me?
Rob, yeah, that's your question.
You buffering again, bro?
No, that was my fault. I was looking at Rob's name, and for some reason, it didn't come out.
I gotcha. What I think makes a great villain, definitely, you got to have menace. You got to, like, inspire fear in not only, like, the characters, but I think also the audience. And I think what also makes a great villain is their capability as well. If you have a villain that's only out here taking L's, like, you're not going to – you have to make – them somebody scary that these heroes are gonna like be it's a formidable challenge for these heroes that have beaten everything else that's come before them and probably will probably end up beating this guy, but you have to have something in there to like be like either kill somebody off, have them take a few L's, something but also something that challenges the point of view of the main character. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing for a villain. You got to have them, like, it, not necessarily, I don't think they have to necessarily have a point, like, that we, the audience, get along with, but, like, you know, like the Joker to the Batman of just, like, you know, hey, you're order, but I'm chaos, and you have to see that there's a totally different side to this world that you're not considering, and he has to, like, set that hero to, like, be like, maybe I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
I think that makes a great villain.
Yeah, to make a great villain, absolutely. And I feel like, I'm with you, I was going to say they need to have that dog in them, but not necessarily, because if you can, if you're not as strong, but you can always outsmart the hero who might be way more powerful than you, they just need to have something that's way, to me, they need to have something that's better than the protagonist. Mm. So if this person's smarter, they got to be either stronger. There has to be some type of, like, opposite to where they can always get the upper hand at some point and they can get the W.
That's a good point.
I think Rob made a lot of other good points. I don't even necessarily think there needs to be a yin and yang in the sense of, like, one has to be the polar opposite. I like the fact that sometimes a villain can agree with the protagonist, but it's just like, I just see it different than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just like, well, you want to do this, but I was like, you're not maybe considering this. But I don't know. But those are some of the things. I think Rob made pretty much the most of the points that I would have made for a good villain. Brennan?
Yeah, Rob did a really good job. I'd say the one thing that Rob alluded to that I think is really important is the villainous acts. Mm. Like, one of my favorite moments by an antagonist is actually in one of the new live-action Jungle Book movies with Shere Khan by Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, but there's the one act that he did was when all the wolves were, like, challenging him and saying, like, yo, you can't do this shit or whatever. And the main wolf was like, yeah, like, you get it. And he was just like, damn. All right, well, I guess I can die, bitch. Yeah, and he just killed the wolf. And I was just like, yo. Like, he was just literally laying, relaxing, and then just immediately killed this wolf off the edge of a cliff. And I'm just like, that is my definition. This is my standard of a villainous act. You know what I'm saying? Doing something that's unexpected, that is tragic to the heroes and the protagonists, and being able to, like, you know, to be able to do that, like, to be able to inspire that type of fear and, like, worry. It's like, yo, you don't know what he's going to do, but whatever it is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and that's why All for One is a wonderful antagonist as well, because it's like his quirk allows him to be everywhere at once in ways that you can't understand. Like, he could do almost anything. He's on God tier level, literally bestowing angels of death upon you whenever he goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, that's some scary shit. You know, there's like, we're looking forward to My Hero Academia because of the villains that were created by All for One.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some serious shit. That's some serious villainy that we're not even worried about what you, like, you specifically, we captured you, but your effect is still terrifying.
Yeah.
That's some villainous shit.
Yeah. Or even just like another My Hero character, Stain, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love Stain.
That's somebody that's had a, like, lasting impact after they've already been caught, that's changed the world after the fact.
Hero killer.
Yeah. And just going into the next question, I mean, who would you want to, who, what villain would you choose if you wanted to be a villain? If you had to choose somebody to be a villain, and you said it, Stain. For me, mm-hmm. I would love to be Stain. I feel like I never got villain from him. First of all, I love his character design. His character design was fire.
Very cool.
But then that's how I feel like I would be. It wouldn't be that I hate good guys. It's just like, yo, y'all not even understanding some of the shit you're even doing. Like, and some of y'all are doing this for the wrong reasons. And I don't like the arrogance that some of you guys have. So I need to humble some of you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my thing. It's like, all right, who's these characters that are not doing this for the right thing, doing it for the chicks, you know, for the money, for the girls and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, he's doing it for the girls? Okay. Hey, he could be out with a party one night. Hey, ladies, who's the man out here? Hey, Claude, look, your blood, you're dead. Plain and simple. Stain, I think Stain is super dope villain. I almost picked him for my actual choice, but I didn't. But I like Stain a lot, man. He's super dope. He was what we call him, not really a villain.
It's like an anti-hero.
Anti-hero, really.
A little bit, yeah.
Brennan?
I think, sorry, this is a good question. That's why I like you guys' answer. I liked a lot. Stain's a really good answer.
Yeah.
I think if I was to be a villain, I can't speak much on it because this was going to be one of my villains that I was going to choose. Mm. But it'd be Aizen from Bleach. Mm. Not necessarily because of his motivation, but because of his abilities. And since I'm on a podcast with two people who haven't seen Bleach, I'm just going to say, if you know, you fucking know.
Gotcha. Interesting.
See. I'm saying, y'all, look, the thing is, like, I highly recommend y'all watch, like, the first couple seasons of Bleach, like, the first, like, 35 to 50 episodes. 100% worth it, specifically because of what I'm talking about. Like, this one character, Aizen, makes the whole thing worth it. And he's one of the best villains in anything, period.
You know me, Brennan. And maybe Rob and Cam don't want to hear it. But I ain't tripping, man. I ain't tripping.
Wow. No, I'm not telling you, Keenan. Because it also, like, if I told you, I mean, you know, it's a spoiler.
Yeah,
like, it's a big time spoiler.
Real talk, me even telling you that Aizen is a villain is a spoiler.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
So I can't tell you anything more than that. Like,
Okay. Out of fairness of everybody else in the room, Candle's a little bit upset, disappointed anyways.
Nah, cool. I was going to watch.
I recommend Bleach.
I got to wait until I forget all that.
Yeah, but I say I recommend Bleach. Like, if you watch the first two episodes of Bleach, you're going to be like, oh, shit. Like, it's a show that starts off, like...
It starts off hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good pitch.
Copy that.
Yeah, I would go with Father from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, because that dude had... Literally, you want to talk about God-tier powers?
Yeah.
This dude is literally trying to be God, and he's pretty close.
Yeah.
Aizen would fuck him up.
I mean, Okay. Listen, I'm not saying that he would necessarily beat anybody in a fight. I'm just saying he's squandering his abilities living in the fucking sewers of the city.
You guys haven't seen Hunter x Hunter either, right?
Yeah.
Keenan has.
Oh, so the...
We just watched the clip the other day.
That's right, the king. Yeah. Yeah. King thing, that guy too.
Yeah, he was actually originally going to be my... I was telling Rob about it, going to be my pick for my villain that I... my favorite villain.
Bam.
But yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's it. All right, sorry.
But no, I would go with him just because, like... It, whatever you wanted to do, whatever came to mind, whatever you wanted, you'd be able to have it. Like, when you talk about, like, not necessarily motivations or what he wants to do, but when you talk about power sets and abilities, like, there's nothing stopping this dude from doing literally whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah. Like, I would say, like, you know, obviously he's a villain. He's, for the purpose of the story, he had to do what he had to do. But if that's me, like, I wouldn't be hiding down there. I'd be living my life, like, hiding in plain sight. I'd be just living in town, having a peaceful life, just living it up with my power, doing whatever the fuck I want.
Would you be a cocky villain like that, Rob? Like, who the fuck wants what with me?
Yeah. If I have God powers, I'm just like, you know, it's like, usually I'm like with those open world games, you know, like where it's like a GTA or like a Red Dead. I usually play it pretty white hat, like, you know, just like usually pretty good. But every once in a while, like if you're playing like Red Dead or something, you're going down the road, somebody will bump into you wrong and start talking shit. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? I will let him get a little way and then just put two in the back of their head and just move on. Fuck it.
Okay.
No, Rhett, like, Rob, I think you told me a story about how, like, you got raped in that game or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God, in Red Dead? Yeah.
Wait, you can, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so Red Dead spoilers for anybody that doesn't want
to. I've played a lot of Red Dead. This didn't happen to me.
In Red Dead 2, there's, like, a swamp area, and I was, like, doing hunting or, like, walking around or whatever, and there's, like, some dude, like, in a cabin in the swamp.
Always a swamp.
And he's just like, hey, buddy, like, you look a little hungry. You want to come in? And, like, there's all these, like, random events you can run into or whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I'm just like, all right, like, I'll check out what this dude wants. And, like, I walk into the house. And as I walk into the house, like, somebody clubs me over the head. And, like, you black out. And then there's, like, a little cinematic where, like, you get drugged. And then they, like, say some weird shit. Like, some, you know, what's that movie? Deliverance. Some weird Deliverance shit. Just like, oh, you came into the wrong neighborhood, boy, or whatever. Mm. And so you wake up later just, like, out in the swamp, and when you go into your camp, one of the guys in your camp is just like, hey, I heard a story about you, about how you got like real familiar with some guys out in the swamp or whatever. Let me tell you, I went back to that swamp and that dude was on the porch and he goes, oh shit, and I just went live with the fucking shotgun. I went in on everybody, took all their shit, burned it to the ground and walked off.
Oh wow.
Fuck that shit.
I've heard so much about this game. I never heard that. No, but I've never played it.
It's worth it.
It's a fun game.
It's like it's a movie. It's like it's truly a movie. It's like the next step past like Grand Theft Auto. Like Grand Theft Auto is like, here's open world and here's some story stuff and we do it. And it's like kind of like a movie. Mm. But Red Dead is like, yo, we're gonna put you in an actual Western.
Yes.
You know, and it's a real Western world and the storyline is crazy.
Kind of like Westworld type thing.
It's very much so like Westworld.
Oh
yes.
Wow.
It's like a video game version of Westworld.
Wow.
Yep.
That sounds.
And you have autonomy. That's the other thing is you have autonomy. Like you could just go.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. You don't have to go and do the missions. You can literally just go over there and be like, I'm kidnapping this woman and she's going to be on my horse right now. I'm going to hog tie her, take her to my house and lock her in my, like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, pretty much. And you can like play it good. You can play it bad. And the people around you in the world will like
react to how
differently.
You play.
Depending
yeah, you
on
get
how
like
you
a reputation.
I cared about being good. Rob wanted to be bad, obviously.
Mm-hmm. He
killed him getting raped.
He was completely justified.
Not listen, trying to be bad.
Those guys had it coming.
He said, somebody bumped my shoulder. I put two in the back of their head.
No, he said they started talking shit. And you don't talk shit.
Yeah, because they're just like, hey,
people
watch
talk
it.
Shit all the time in that game. You'd be driving, like, hey, watch out. They start shooting at you for no reason.
No, there was some dude in town. Like, what I did find out was there's another town. This is the last Red Dead story I'll tell. Two different instances. Like, there was one guy that was selling, like, a pamphlet that was just like, here's how you can get rich quick. Mm. And, like, I spent a bunch of money to get it, and it was a fucking scam. So I took him out into the swamp, and I did kill him. And my honor went down for that. I went back into town another time, and some guy was talking about, like, eugenics and some racist shit. I put him on the back of my horse, killed him. Nothing.
I think game
doesn't care. I ran into a KKK rally and killed everybody, and my shit went up.
Yeah.
Like, my good, like.
Hilarious. Yeah. Wait, so this game, first of all, what consoles is it for?
It's for all of them.
I thought it was for computers.
Is it for Xbox?
Yeah, I played on Xbox. It's for everything. Yeah.
It's not for Switch, though.
Not for Switch.
No, it's too big of a game for Switch.
Yeah.
So I have a Switch right now. But I knew it was for PC. I knew that for sure. I didn't know it was for everything else.
Yeah, I played it on PlayStation.
I'll give you my Xbox One if you want. Like, I'm about to buy the new one, so.
There you go.
Shit. All right.
I'm not gonna.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the new one, but you won't have any games on it. But I'm about to sell it, so I mean, you could just have it.
I can't keep the games that you already have on there.
Definitely not.
Hmm.
What's the
They're all downloaded. It's gonna be under my Xbox account. So.
Oh, I have to get it. Yeah,
that makes sense.
No problem.
All right. Anyway, so if I could be anybody, I'd be Father. Because yeah, I'd probably do that shit.
Wow. All right.
Some good stuff, some bad stuff. It'll all balance out in the end. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think go back to quick to Red Dead Redemption again. Saying it wrong.
Okay.
I probably would do two stories. I probably do one where I play a good guy and one as a bad guy.
The game is too long.
For
it's too immersive.
You don't have enough time to spread between two games.
You won't have time.
Oh wow. Okay. Never mind.
It's a lot.
So okay. I think being the villain would be fun. I always thought that too when I started playing. I'm gonna come back and play this again. But I got like 30 hours in and was halfway through the game. Was just like, you know what? Probably not.
But they have an online mode, which is really cool. Like sometimes, you can start up like a posse of like three or four people. You can, I think, go up to eight. And you can just, like, run around the internet, like, taking out other players. You can do missions together. Like, sometimes you can just go into town and, like, light it up if you want. Like, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
When the law comes for you, it's fucking real.
They don't stop. They don't, like, they'll keep sending bodies at you and, like, until you run out of bullets and they get you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the law is
But it's a fun way to kill a few hours.
Yeah, it is. The law is not to be fucked with in that game.
No.
Like, you have to either outrun them. Or that's it, actually. That's all you can do.
That's all you can really do.
They
will keep
coming. But they're just going
to keep
coming.
The computer will keep sending them after you.
So it's worse than Grand Theft for real.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
It's, well, yeah, I mean,
it's similar. It's similar.
Yeah, okay. All right, next question. Does a show need to have a good villain to be a good show? Emphasis on good villain to be a good show. Brennan.
Speaking specifically of, like, shonen anime, yes. I personally believe that the villain is what makes the show. I think in general that's the rule. I don't think it's 100% have to be true. For example, great example that would be like One Punch Man. There isn't like a clear villain in One Punch Man, but it's a good show.
Yeah.
But it's also like a parody show. Like it's a play off of like Superman kind of thing. It's like a play off of things. So it's meant to be comedic. But if you have a true show that's like a hero-based show, that's like this is about this hero getting through the trials and tribulations, like leveling up and then saving the world or whatever. Mm. And yeah, there has to be a clear cut villain. Case in point, Michael Jackson, Demon Slayer, one of the greatest villains of all time already. And we haven't even seen him get busy with nobody.
Oh, we've seen him get busy.
I mean, you've read the manga. I have not. So all I'm saying is like in the show, all you see is him turn somebody into a villain once. I mean, turn somebody into a demon once, kill Tanjiro's family, which we didn't see happen either.
Yeah.
And also kill the lower moon.
They were fucking petrified.
Yeah, they were terrified of him.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably a lot of good reason for that.
Yep.
But they set up this villain really well, and that's the same thing. It's like all these great shows that we love, My Hero Academia, you know, All for One. You know, like you name a great anime, you will also name a great anime villain. You know, and so I think that you have to have that villain that has those points that Rob was saying earlier for the mm-hmm. show really to be considered top tier.
I agree. Because even with a show that you hated, Blades of the Immortal, we didn't necessarily care for either one of their protagonists. I guess the girl and, you know, the Mugi, what's his name? I forgot his name. Anyways.
I want to say Park Mugen. I know that's not right.
Not Park Mugen.
It's not Park Mugen.
The dude that has the Blades of the Immortal.
Yeah.
But
Manji,
that's right.
Yeah.
But the villain in there, even though he didn't do a whole bunch himself, he was probably one of the more captivating people in the show.
Totally agree.
You know, literally was just like, yo, like he was even, you know, he didn't have necessarily issue with the girl that wanted to kill him. He's just like, hey, man, this is what it is. And I think he was even helping her out at times.
He did.
Yeah. So it's like at least for me, I was somewhat still intrigued with the show because honestly, because of the villains, because of the, I guess, the people that were actually bad on that show were actually good. I think it's easier to have a bad protagonist, and if you have a great villain, you're fine. But if you have a good protagonist and a bad villain, it's just like, all right, I can't keep watching this show for 20-something episodes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Rob?
Yeah, so does it need a good villain? I don't think you necessarily need a good villain. And Brennan kind of just convinced me of that right now, bringing up One Punch Man, not necessarily because of One Punch Man, but because of thinking of the other creation, Mob Psycho. There's no real, like there is a villain in it, but you don't, he's not a huge focus or part of that show. He's just there. And then Mob and Reagan and their adventures are, you know, the fun of the show and what make it so good. But I do think kind of what you were alluding to, Keenan, a good villain can save an otherwise mediocre or bad show. And like, I would say, and maybe this is a controversial take, I don't know, but like when you look at Batman, like Batman is a fine hero, like he's good, but when we watch these Batman movies or when the next Batman movie is coming out, honestly, I don't really give much of a shit about who the Batman's going to be. I want to know who their villain is.
Well, and there's a saying, the hero can only be as good as the villain allows him to be.
Sure.
And that's completely true.
Yeah.
You've got bad villains, the hero's like, well, I mean, what are you actually doing if this guy's just like burning down trees or something like that?
And well, to Rod's point, I feel like with all these DC and Marvel movies, it's about the villain. Like, when I'm looking up news for like, all right, the next, whether it's Spider-Man, Captain America, Black Panther, I'm like, who's the villain now?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the villain in this next movie? Because that's what matters next. If I read,
because that's what establishes the stakes. Your stakes are whoever strong your villain is. Like, Thanos was the villain of all villains for the MCU, and that's why the stakes were so high for that.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, I think you don't necessarily need to have a good villain, but I think it absolutely fucking helps.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a bad villain, in my opinion, would ruin most content.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But a bad protagonist won't.
Yeah. Or, like, not necessarily bad protagonist, but, like, Superman's not very, like, deep in that sense, but, like, you need that Lex Luthor to his opposite to be, like, super, super bad and, like, insane to make Superman, like, work in that sense.
Yeah, I feel like you need somebody to push him to where you think he might possibly kill somebody because if not, yeah, to me, Superman's a pretty boring character. He's super powerful, but it's just like, all right, bro, nobody can stop you. I need to see a weakness. I need to see somebody that's going to probably outsmart you.
Yeah.
Some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Boy Scout.
Yeah. So next question. We all answer that?
Yeah.
We did. Okay. Next question. Do you prefer a villain who has a good point or just an evil person that wants to burn it all down? Rob.
I prefer a villain with a point. I don't think they need to, but like when you have a villain that you're just like, ooh, this guy might be kind of onto something, that just makes it so much more compelling to watch. Mm-hmm. And usually makes it that much harder for your hero really to be up against them. Like when we talk about a Stain and we're just like, you know, honestly, this guy's kind of right.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Killmonger, all that.
Killmonger, I mean, you see those villains that you're just like, I can kind of agree with this dude. But I think what makes them so interesting is like, because obviously hero characters are meant to reflect the audience. You're supposed to kind of put yourself in their shoes and be able to relate to them. But I think it can be even more powerful when you can see yourself in the villain. And that is really just like, wow, you know, I can see how they got here, why they're doing this. And honestly, if I were in their shoes, I might do the same thing. Mm. That can be just as powerful a way to tell a story than having a good protagonist.
You know what you made me think right now about the movie thing you just said? I just want to know how many like just criminals go to movies and watch, because they watch movies.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yo, the antagonist though.
There was that dude.
Am I a criminal?
There was that dude. This was obviously a horrible thing, but that shooting, what was it, Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah, the guy that shot up Dark Knight Rises,
thought he was the fucking Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
And like rigged up his apartment with like explosives and shit for when the police went to go search it. So there are people out there that are just like, you know, I'm the Joker, baby, or whatever. Like,
I didn't mean it in that deep. So,
but you know, people do that.
Yeah, I'm saying in the sense of like, you wait to a movie like, shit. I mean, I am a criminal anyway. I'm gonna be stealing shit, stealing cars and shit. But this guy got a good point. To your question, I don't think I'm cool with somebody just burning it all down.
Okay, yeah.
Like I understand the good point, and I'm with the good point too, but if there's just a villain just like, yo, fuck this. Why are you doing it? Because I just want to.
Yeah.
I want to see people die. I want to see it all burn down because it's just fun to me. Yeah. There needs to be a balance. This is how I look at life, too. I always looked at life like, people are always like, well, why can't things be great? That's never how life has been, at least from what I've known, right? It's never been all good. It's never been all bad. There always has to be a balance. I'm not saying that's what I want, but I understand that that's how it conceptually, that's how it is. So there's always been people out there that's been like, bro, I just got to bring chaos to, I got to balance this shit out, man. It's just too good right now. So I got to burn shit up for it is. And I think there could be good villains that do that and be, I can't think of one off the top of my head right now.
I mean, Joker's kind of,
I was going to say he's kind of that, but yeah. I feel like
watch the world burn.
I feel like,
yeah.
Line from the movie.
I mean, I feel like it's just like, there's two villain groups here that you're talking about. It's like, there's the Joker and then there's like Killmonger and Thanos. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Just like, you feel them. And Joker, you're just like, you fear them.
Yeah.
You know?
And I like both.
Yeah. You know? That's my answer. It's just like, I like them both for different reasons.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
And so it's like, if I had to pick between the two, I'll take the Killmonger and Thanos. Simply because I feel like there's more longevity in that.
Sure.
Because just having a character that's just like, let me just burn everything down. It's like, that's a one note tune.
Well, and he's got no one on his side.
Yeah.
He's alone. Eventually, you're going to be alone because anyone who you do have following you is going to be like, I don't fuck with that.
Yeah. It's a one trick pony. So, like, that's what you get. Like, after that movie, even if Heath Ledger wasn't dead, like, where do they go with that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I mean, we talk about Joker being like a burn it all down guy, but I think there's an angle here where you could say he is a villain with a point when he's just like,
he's
honestly,
like,
yeah.
all it takes is for a person to have like one really bad day and then you'll be like me. And that's exactly what he did with Harvey Dent. And it's just like, it shows you that everybody, you can say like you're the good guy, but if enough bad shit happens to you, your life can flip around real quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, that's just to say, maybe there's an overlap there between those categories.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
All right, next question. Which villain has the scariest power? Scariest. Brennan, this is your question.
The actual answer is Aizen, but I can't give you his power.
Oh, my God.
Gives it away. So I'm going to go with Overhaul.
Yeah.
Deconstruct, reconstruct. That is pretty scary.
Yeah. You remember, like, there's only been a couple deaths in this show.
Yeah.
And one of them was a prolonged, drawn-out fight dying in a hospital bed. The other one was a simple swipe of a hand.
Yeah.
Overhaul completely murdered another villain by swiping his hand next to him.
And not only that, he had people working for him that was just like, there was like a dude that was like, oh, yeah, I was like a crazy king fighter in the ring. He came in, fucking destroyed me, put me back together.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He can kill you and splatter you across the room and then put you back together and say, are we cool? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know of another villain that's ever been able to take that much from somebody and then give it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, you might have picked probably the best one. Because I think everything else that can be, I guess, from what I know of, from what I've watched, that can be picked. Like,
they can kill you.
They can kill you. I mean, because like, at the end of the day, power-wise, this is crazy, right? Like, scariest power. There's a lot of scary, because that's a scary power. But if you look at somebody like, let's just go over Frieza, right? Frieza could just go put his hand on the planet and destroy the shit. That's pretty fucking scary, too.
That's definitely scary.
They can just literally pump you and destroy planet. I guess I will go with, I'll go with somebody right now off the top of my head, Boo. Because Boo can turn you into candy. He can do a lot of shit. He can fucking destroy planets, too. He's pretty much like a planet eater type fucking being. That's scary. I'll be afraid to be eaten. I'll be afraid to be eaten, absorbed, any type of thing like that.
Disrespectful.
Suffocate. He can wrap himself around you, suffocate you. There's so many different ways he can kill you. I think Brennan probably has one of the better answers with Overhaul, but I mean, if I'm going with somebody, I guess I would choose Boo off the top of my head.
Rob. I'll say a character that I mentioned earlier, Father. Honestly, like, he's just, when you talk again, going back to just his power set, he's on God tier power level. Like, the only reason that they ended up beating him is kind of luck and a fluke. Like, there were a very specific set of circumstances that they were able to get to be able to like go into that fight against him. That if they didn't have that, they would have their checks would have been cashed. There wouldn't have been anything that they could have done. He's just a very scary person. The fact that he even, because not only is he strong, but he's smart. Like, even when you go back into how he got into his current state with Hohenheim's body or whatever, the fact that he sacrificed an entire city, like, through his own like machinations and thoughts, and like played the people from Xerxes like pawns in chess. Like, Father is just a very scary villain to me. Like, he's got the power and he's got the brains. I mean, he can definitely deconstruct you. I don't know if he could put you back together.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I think he and Overhaul would actually have a really good fight.
They would.
Yeah.
Because, like, just it would honestly depend on the setting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the setting that they fought him, Overhaul might fuck him up because he's attached to all these things. Overhaul can just be like, and all that's gone. He just touched the floor and just like, all that's now deconstructed, and so are you. And the fight's over.
Yeah. And I was just, I want to give an honorable mention to the other dude that can kind of do something like that too, with the hands on his face from My Hero.
Yeah, he can just
consider great stuff.
Decompose things.
Bro, that shit was scary. When he grabbed Deku, was kind of just like, I could have ended you.
He should have killed
Deku. Oh, yeah, he just put the hand around his throat.
I could have.
Say one thing.
Yeah. It's a wrap for you.
He's going to regret not killing him.
He is.
Absolutely is. Last question. If you could swap a villain into another universe, what villain and what universe would it be? Actually, just had my answer on the top of my head and I forgot. fuck.
I can go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
I would put Beerus in One Punch Man.
Okay. Interesting.
I want to see Beerus fight One Punch Man because Beerus is a god of destruction. He was a villain. He's not a villain anymore, but he was a villain at one point. And he's literally a god. So it's god tier versus god tier. And Beerus is no hoe. Like, Beerus has no hoe in him.
Yeah.
he is here for the smoke. You know, he can do Ultra Instinct. He can do all that shit. Like, ain't nobody defeated. Or even, because, I mean, you could argue that Whis is a villain too, considering that he supported Beerus.
Yeah, on some level.
So I think Whis actually would have a real opportunity to beat One Punch Man.
But the thing is, he can't fight.
He's not allowed to fight.
Not allowed to fight, yeah.
But I'm just saying, assuming that he's by himself, you know, he can. I mean, he fights Goku and Vegeta all the time.
He trains. That's the thing with it. That's how he gets away with it, because he's training. He's not actually fighting.
I get it. But my point being,
just dodge? Isn't he?
And he pretty much just dodge. He doesn't attack.
Remember when he wrote their names on them?
Yeah.
So I'd say, yeah, that's mine. I would put Whis or Beerus in the One Punch Man universe. As villains, and see if One Punch Man really could take them out. I don't know.
Because
they could do everything you've seen One Punch Man do. I'm pretty sure Beerus or Whis could do in their own way.
Mm-hmm. You got your answer.
I forgot my shit.
Buffering Keenan, guys.
I'll go right into mine.
This is his question.
Buffering
too.
Baker, for sure.
Which is interesting because I have a very similar answer to you, Brennan. It's interesting because I wrote it down, so it's proof. I would put Fat Boo into One Punch Man, but for opposite reasons, because I want to see this fat motherfucker get his face punched in by One Punch Man. I absolutely don't think he would stand a chance.
No.
And that's exactly why I want him to go in there. I want to see him get absolutely demolished and punched into infinity by One Punch Man. Might give you a hint as to who my least favorite villain coming up on this next section might be.
Wow. That was great.
I want to see that matchup, and I want to see it end quick.
Okay. Now that I'm looking at I guess this would go right into my favorite villain, actually. So I'll just double up on it.
Okay.
The villain that I want to see is Light Yagami. I want to see him in shit, pretty much any universe, to be honest with you. But I probably want to see him. I actually want to see him like in a Batman universe.
That'd be a great Batman.
Yeah,
that's a really good call. I like that.
World's Greatest Detective would have himself a time with that one.
Yeah.
I think I still give the edge to Batman.
Yeah. He's Batman.
He's Batman. But yeah, I think this would be the. I think we talk about a cat and mouse game with L. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. This shit right here would be.
Can you imagine if he partnered with like Ra's al Ghul?
It'd be pretty nuts.
Man.
Right?
That's a show I wish there was these type of crossovers like this, or somebody like did a fan made one. That'll be so fucking fire, because I would watch that show. I would watch that movie. Any way it needs to be done, I would watch that. It would just be a great cat and mouse game. And I'll just jump right into my favorite villain.
Yeah, should we bust timers out for this?
Yes. So, favorite villain for your boy, for me.
One time for the one time.
Rob, you clock watching the game, motherfucker?
Oh, I'm watching. I'm keyed in.
Yo, did you see that episode or listen to somewhat? Rob was on my fucking neck. And time. For next question. I was just like,
we're at a minute 30.
And after that, I was like on his ass. Like,
I was like, oh, man.
I'm the expert of not watching the time and landing right on the end, right?
We'll see.
Somewhat. You'd be going over a lot, to be honest. So what are you going to do? A minute and a half?
See. Yeah, we'll do a minute and a half.
Minute and a half? All right. Starting now. Favorite villain, Light Yagami. This guy. The reason why is because he started off as, I guess, somewhat as a protagonist, right? And then, you know, you want him. You feel like he's doing the right thing, And then when he turns into a villain, you don't necessarily go, fuck this guy. You kind of go, well, I get that too. Like he's trying to do the right thing still, and he's getting a little drunk with power. And one, I like intellectual villains, but then also I like the fact that it was like it felt very human to me. I feel like that's how most humans would probably go about it. They'll go about it trying to do the right thing first, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, well, I got this power. Like you said, somebody bumped into Rob. I don't like the way this motherfucker bumped into me and talked to me. We should never get back. Get him out of here. You know what I'm saying? So the reason why – I guess the reason why I like him is because I feel like he was probably the most human in the sense of, like, the way he did things and how he progressed as his character. Being the type of person he was at the beginning, turning into the type of person he was, and then turning to the type of person he was at the end, pretty much to a psychopath to try to, like, to try to salvage and try to save his – the way he was doing things and try to keep that power. He was willing to do anything, willing to kill family possibly. And I think that's a scary villain right there in my personal opinion.
With 10 seconds to spare.
Yes. Boom. You guys want to try to counter or you guys want to go?
No,
with
I mean,
how
yeah,
you,
we can
how,
go
how you feel about the answer? Yeah.
Yeah, we can go around and just give our takes. I mean, yeah. I agree that he's definitely the villain of the show. And I think, you know, he's like an anti-hero in a way where like it's kind of told through his point of view. So I think you can make that argument that he's like not a villain, but maybe an anti-hero. But otherwise, like, I think he is a very good villain. And just also because he is one of those villains that has a point, you know, he's one of those guys that I feel like you can be like, I kind of see why he's doing this the way he did it. He just went about 10 or 12 steps too far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's,
did he?
I mean, it depends on your point of view. But I think he's a great villain. He's a smart guy, very intimidating, very scary, very capable. I think like Yagami is a great choice.
Brendan.
I agree. Everything Rob says. I actually don't have anything to add to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Next favorite villain, Brendan.
My favorite villain, if you haven't picked up on
start
it yet.
That clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on.
We're going to see how just on time
no,
he is.
I don't have too much to say. I've already said a lot. Is that Overhaul is the shit because of all the factors that we identified earlier in this podcast.
Yeah.
Is he has every aspect of a great villain that we identified. Like, he has powers that are fearful. He can deconstruct and reconstruct you and anything else around him. He has a plan and a vision and a mission for that he's implementing. He inspires his people around him to be loyal. He has a huge following that, you know, he has a theme. He has all the things you want.
Yeah.
He's absolutely incredible. Like, that whole arc of My Hero Academia is one of my favorite arcs there is.
Yeah.
And it's also like the villainous acts. Like, what's his villainous act? Like, oh, you mean besides the little girl that he's using for her powers that he deconstructs and reconstructs on a consistent basis and teaches her that she's an evil human being, an evil being, and her power is only used for evil? Like, bro, like, it doesn't get like evil with a plan, crazy powers, and inspires loyalty. What more you want?
Scary as hell. I don't have any counter to your point. I love the Raw. Right now, he's been my favorite villain in that show. It's not even close.
Not even All for One?
Nah. I liked him better than All for One.
Okay.
Yeah, just me personally. I think we talked about it too. It's like he came in and he was short-lived, but he made a fucking impact.
I feel like you're going to like Dobby. Wait, what about Stain? You just talking about Michelle Stain.
I feel like Stain didn't get enough. He literally got an episode or so.
He got about 7 episodes.
Did he?
Yeah, because it's like
that was. It was only 7 episodes. I thought
it was like it was a lot because he was killing heroes and he killed the guy's brother, and so it's like he was around. And
He didn't really kill him though.
He paralyzed his brother.
I didn't realize it was that many episodes. I got to go back and watch that piece.
I rewatched
again.
Some of those episodes. Even just the fight is 3 episodes with him.
Yeah,
and there was episodes before that like led up to him because they went to the city to look for him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'll put him and Stan on that same level because I liked his voice in the Japanese and I liked his voice in the English version. It was super, super dope. He sounded kind of menacing a little
you mean
bit.
Stan or Overhaul?
Overhaul. Okay. Yeah. And I, like you said, his power is just like he inspires loyalty. Like you said, the fact that what's scarier, being killed or being killed and then brought back?
Both?
Probably being killed and brought back. I don't know. Because
it's like, man, like anytime, what if he just kept killing you every day? Just, man, I'm sorry, man. Shit.
I told your ass.
Like every time you messed up or something, he's reconstructing.
Because you have to feel yourself die. That's the thing that's really like, and especially if he did it slow.
Yeah.
He's like, if he did it slow, it was just like, got you right to the point of death, killed you, and then slowly brought you like, okay, you're conscious again, then I'm slowly going to reconstruct your body. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, he's. He's a great villain. I think I might. This is tough because like him and Stain are very close to, for me. It's just I think I might give the edge a little bit to Stain just because like when Overhaul went out, like he got his ass beat. Like Deku gave him the business,
yeah.
And then the League of Villains embarrassed him, yeah. And left him just crazy on the side
but
of the road.
That's because he was such a threat.
He was.
That's like, the only reason they had
up, to. Up to those moments, 100%, he was running it.
100% needed from Deku literally destroying his body to beat him.
Yep.
Like, was what was necessary to beat him. And Stain fought against a bunch of, like, first semester, first years, and won for the most part.
He
you
did.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only reason he didn't win is because other people had to come in and help.
Yeah, didn't Endeavor show up?
Yeah, it took a full team of people. And he still, without even touching it, he froze everybody there. And the only reason they even had a chance against him is because he punctured his lung.
Yeah, and yeah. I would say not even Deku going 100%. If he didn't have the little girl on him, I forgot her name.
Deku couldn't have beat him.
Aerie?
Yeah,
or something?
No, she had to pretty much keep healing him. Or
let's put it this way.
Yeah.
If Aerie wasn't there, I don't think Endeavor could have taken Overhaul.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. Not only, honestly, that's
it'd be
a
good
solid
fight.
Argument.
It'd be
that.
A good fight.
It'd be a good fight because he pretty much fought All Might is what he fought. All Might was number one hero. And Deku gave him the hands for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Endeavor is like, because the thing is, Overhaul can like decompose the flames possibly. You know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, these flames go back to being whatever the baseline of this is.
I would have to see if he can even do that. But I think that's what gives Endeavor the upper hand over probably somebody like a Deku is that he is a long distance fighter. He doesn't need to touch you. He can use flames to get to you. If he can incinerate this dude,
would you say Endeavor is like the greatest flame hero in all things? In the sense of, like, when it comes to, like, power that he can put out?
I'll have to do more research before I make that comment. Because
it's like the whole show Fire Force.
Mustang is pretty...
I think Endeavor has more flames than Mustang.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't read too much. Like I said, I've seen some things about Dobby. And from what I've seen, he's no fucking joke, too.
I think he's Endeavor's son.
Maybe.
I've said that a while. I've said that forever.
But
I think
like
he's one of his estranged sons.
Just like
I'm saying, why like after like
that, like none of the other kids know about.
Yeah, he just be like he was out in these streets anyway. He didn't give a fuck about his family or his wife.
My only counterpoint against that is he doesn't look a thing like him, but his face is stitched together. But like,
and does Toto look like him?
But they at least have like the hair color. Like that's a big thing that they've done with all his kids is like all of them have like that
white
same
hair or red hair,
red white or red hair.
Rob,
and he doesn't have any of that. What?
I'm just shrugging my shoulders.
And then spoiler shit. Just let's move on.
Keenan knows.
Just move on.
We'll see. We'll see.
First of all, I don't exactly know, but there's
moving
been,
on.
Do I get an honorary pick?
Well, yeah. Robin get his, and then
we'll go to
Ken.
We'll give you the honorary pick.
Rob.
All right, so my favorite villain, I went with Wrath from Full Metal Alchemist. I'll pause. I know I've been on the show a lot this today, so there's some recency bias for me because I've been rewatching this. But Wrath, like, you want to talk about a villain with an impact, just very much like Overhaul, inspires a ton of loyalty, has a huge following, and is fucking terrifying. And even when he goes up against the other homunculi, like, he does work. Like, his first matchup with Greed in his original body, he sliced that dude to pieces, gave him the business, and then even when he ends up fighting... that old man ninja later, that dude got, like, he slices him, like, 3-4 times all up and down his body. A lifelong, like, ninja. He takes him out. Honestly, watching this again, one of the things that stood out to me is, like, Wrath has strong Omni-Man vibes. Like, not even, like, their power level or, like, their power set, but, like, you look at, like, the character design and the fact that this is, like, a guy with a family that sees his wife as a pet. You know, the only difference
they even
is
look the same haircut.
Yeah, mustache.
Look very similar. Yeah. He has a kid that's like part of the same thing that he's like, hey, I'm working with this guy. So like, so Wrath is like almost like the original Omni-Man in a way, but scary villain. Whenever this dude shows up, you know things are about to get real. Like even before the reveal of him being a homunculi, like this dude was showing up and you're just like, the fuck is going on with this dude? Like Mustang eyeballing him when they're like, he's like, I want to go for the spot of the fear because this guy is basically making us commit genocide.
Yeah.
Scary good.
So
I was like, I gotta wrap this up.
I would be like,
I gotta wrap this up.
This shit the fuck up. I mean, I don't have much to say. I feel like, he came in. He was a beast too. He was a beast. He was cutting people down. I liked him as a villain. I feel like that show had a lot of really good villains. One or so that I didn't like, but for the most part, I enjoyed the villains on that show. That's one of the reasons why that show was amazing also. Brendan, anything to say?
I just wonder if he really was an inspiration for Omni-Man. Because that's 100% within the realm of possibility.
They look almost exactly like.
When you said that,
and, like, demeanor and all that is very stoic and, like, non-emotional.
He comes off very friendly at first, and then it's just like.
It's like that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but wait
a
minute.
That twist.
Yeah. I never thought about that until you said that right now. That's crazy.
Go ahead, honorable.
Yeah.
Oh, honorable mention. Is Dracula from.
Get him on the clock.
Oh, shit. Dracula from what?
Castlevania.
Yo, you watched, like, Castlevania. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, we didn't
watch
it, so
I mean, I get. If you've seen it, you get Dracula.
Yes.
Like 100%.
Yes.
I would do the same exact shit that he does. I would burn that city to the ground.
This is such a good pick. Have you guys seen it, right?
No, but Cameron did tell me a little bit about this.
So basically, it's like if you see it in the first episode, but his wife gets killed, and that's why Dracula becomes a villain. Mm-hmm. But, like, he basically, he's not like he, okay, not human at all. Like, he's total Dracula, and then he meets this woman, and she kind of brings out this humanity in him, and kind of she sends him on this journey. He goes walking around Earth and, like, walks among the humans and, like, gets to know them, and he's like, oh, maybe humans aren't that bad. He gets back. They fucking burned his wife at the stake because they thought she was a witch, and he's like, well, fuck all of you, and he gives the people a year to get out of the city.
No, and he gives the people a year to make amends. He's like, look, I'll give you guys a year. Get your shit together. It's fine.
But he's going
to
still kill him regardless?
No, well, no, because if you, and he also says, like, leave the city. If you, like, leave this area, you'll be fine, et cetera, et cetera. He comes back, and no one's done anything. He's like,
well, they did is they had a celebration that Dracula was
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you didn't do anything, so here I am.
And so he showed up.
So, like,
and
I totally
like a hurricane.
No, that starts the show, and then he opens the gates of hell.
Yeah, that's how he starts the show.
The show opens with, like, the gates of hell opening.
And you're
Earth.
Like, I am on Dracula's side.
I'm telling you right now. If you guys have not seen that show.
And it's short too, right?
Yeah.
No, there's not anymore.
I mean, watch the first season.
Oh, it's amazing.
I think it's great.
The entire show is quality. Like, for me, it's top tier anime. The whole show.
Man, 30.
Yep.
Okay.
But I say Dracula, to speak on what he said, Dracula goes fucking hard. Like,
the fight at the end is
it's
fantastic.
Some of the best animation I've seen in anything, but Dracula goes fucking hard, and I feel him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, I tried to give y'all every chance I could, and y'all put yourselves behind religion? That's the reason why this is happening, is because of beliefs that y'all had over some shit that don't even make no sense to me, that don't make no sense to nobody, but y'all just calling this shit faith?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. All of you are now swine.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because my least favorite villain is a villain called Mine from Shield Hero.
Oh,
and
start the clock.
Yeah. Damn, this is going to be tough to get all off.
I knew you wanted. That's the.
I thought about picking this as mine, and I did not.
Her and the Spear Hero are the two fucking most just agitating characters that I've seen. She accused somebody of. She accused the Shield Hero of fucking rape, and then tries to do everything to sabotage this man's life. And actually, what you just said, in the religion and cult that she's in, that she believes in, that's why she did it. Because they believe that the Shield Hero is a fucking devil. Just because they believe that.
Yep. For no reason.
For no reason. For no other reason. And that's what she went with.
But isn't it crazy that their belief turned him into a devil?
I mean, I guess that could be it, too.
The Raid Sheet will turn him into a devil.
I'm stopping because you're talking to him up one side.
Reclaiming my time.
Go ahead.
All right. What makes her worse, too, she even just tried to kill her own fucking sister. She didn't care who she had to sacrifice to get to the top of the throne. She's manipulative. She sat there and manipulated the Spear Hero to doing this all her dirt for her and didn't give a fuck about who got hurt, who got killed, manipulated her father. That's a scary villain, somebody that can manipulate you. Not necessarily that strong, but she can manipulate you mentally. That's extremely scary. She made this guy's life a living hell who didn't even want to be there in the fucking first place. He didn't want to fucking be there. She made this guy's life a living hell, and he started to believe it. He's like, I can get why y'all hate me, man. Y'all think I raped somebody. That makes perfect sense, but I fucking didn't. Every time her and the Spear Hero on the screen, I told this guy, Rob, I wanted to sock my fucking computer. I wanted to break my screen. That's one of the main reasons why, is because literally they are the most agitating people to see on the screen. So,
I think that could be a point of why they're such a good villain, is that they make you hate them. Like, that's part of the villain's appeal normally to some certain type of villains. All I'm saying is that was their goal. They wanted
I understand the goal.
No, so I'm saying the writers and the voice actors, they did exactly what they wanted. Yeah. They wanted to inspire hate for that character, and they did it.
Yeah.
And that character is a villain. So I would say that there's a win in that, in the sense of, like, that's, like, not the worst villain possible.
I would say I don't give a fuck what you got to say, because I understand what you're saying, But still, on screen, it's different. Like,
what's the criteria for our least favorite villain? Because I feel like,
well, least favorite,
it's subjective, obviously.
It's, yeah, it's subjective. Because okay. for me, what he's saying is 100% accurate. That's just great yeah. writing. I understood that even
well,
going
making,
into my pick.
Well, making you
pick.
Feel something means the writers did something good.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's not necessarily yeah. a bad villain in the sense that they're badly created, but you just hate the character.
I hate so the character.
Because they wanted you to hate the character.
Yeah. Right, and they did such a great job. But it was like, it was to a point, they did it too good to where if I didn't have to, if we wasn't watching this show for this, like for the screening of watching this show, I would have cut, I'd be like, I can't do this.
Okay.
I get
can't,
that.
That's how, that, so to
I
me.
I really like that show.
To me, that's how bad it was. It's like, you made it so bad that I was like, I'm willing to stop watching this show. You're lucky that we're fucking reviewing this shit, because I would have stopped this shit as soon as it came out that she faked it. I would be like, bro, are y'all serious? No, we're not.
I mean, that's what endeared
shit.
That's crazy. That's what endeared me to the show, is because I was like, I feel him.
Yeah, no.
I understand that too, but go ahead, Rob.
I'm 100% with you. Like, I told you, I almost picked this
right, yeah.
this person for the exact same reason. Like, she made me physically angry.
Yeah.
Like, I would get hot, just like, oh yes. my God, like, this woman sucks. The fact that all her underhanded deeds, like, trying to kill her little sister, the absolute, like, complete lack of morals and standards to just get what she wants that she does not deserve. Mm. She's absolutely reprehensible, and like, this is one of those characters where like, they don't have a point. They just want to watch it burn so they can get what they want. And it's like totally unrepentant, to the point where when they were thinking about executing her, I was like, do it.
Yeah, we were all kind of like, well, you know. And then what did they give her? All she got was a slap on a fucking wrist, which happens kind of in real life. And her name is just now, what, Princess Bitch?
Yeah, she's like Princess Bitch or something like yeah. that.
That's her and fucking...
Her name is Princess Bitch, and her...
King Trash.
Her name is Whore.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. And then her dad was like King Trash or some shit like that.
King Trash.
Funny. Great. Funny. Loved it all. That made me laugh. But that wasn't she still faced no consequence. Like, she still kind of looks like, well, I can still live life pretty cool.
Did she get the slave emblem put on her? Or did that... Stay.
They kept the slave in there, so she had to tell the truth all the time.
To the spear hero, because she was manipulating him.
Yes.
So, okay, I mean, okay. There's that.
Yeah, and she pretty much lost all of her standing and power. So,
Which for her, for me as a person watching, is not satisfying. For her, I understand, to her, she's completely devastated. She's mm-hmm. she's hurt for sure.
Because we've seen she's totally unrepentant about this. Like, there was scenes later where she's like
still
trying to poison the food and shit like that. She's still trying to get back to where she was.
Yeah.
So I agree, not harsh enough. not nearly harsh enough.
All right, Brennan, let's. I was going to do you last, but fuck it. I will stay in order. Brennan.
So my least favorite character?
Yes. Least favorite villain.
You've seen
Oh, him, I know.
Right? but you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but you've told me about this person.
Yeah
so Hisoka. I'm actually rewatching Hunter x Hunter right now.
The whole thing?
Yeah, it's very. I started watching it again with my brother. My brother hadn't seen it, so I started watching the first few episodes, and I'm like, "This show is really fucking good."
It is.
It's so entertaining. Even just each episode on its own is good.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, this is a really high quality show. Go ahead. Hisoka is one of the main antagonists of the show. The big thing here is that I don't like him because he is like the picture child of the anime fucking pedophile. Like, he's a real creepy pedophile and literally lusts after the children that are the main protagonists of the show in every way.
Because
he sees their potential, and he's just like, I want to kill them when they're ripe, is the way that he puts it up. Like, I want them to let them ripe. He's had many opportunities to kill him. He's like, I'm not gonna kill you till you're ripe, you know, because like, it wouldn't have been a satisfying kill for him. You know, he kills a lot of people in this show. From the moment he shows up on camera, motherfuckers die a lot. But he spares the main character because he's just like,
he knows.
He's like, oh, I feel your potential and how strong you can get. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it literally gives him an erection. Oh, shit. And he's just like, it's just like licks his lips. And he's like, he likes Killua too. Like, any of the kids on the show that are strong, he's just like, I'm here for this. And it's like, and it's creepy. It's disgusting. It's creepy. Yeah. It's lustful. And I'm just like, I get uncomfortable watching it. So
I mean, I'm getting uncomfortable with you explaining it.
Yeah, bro. But the thing, it does add to the show. It makes the show better because they get into the situations where he becomes a necessary evil.
Yeah.
And it's just weird, bro. But at the same time, wonderfully written show, wonderfully written villain. But fuck him.
Yeah. And there's multiple villains on that show. He's not the only villain. He's
no.
Not. He's,
okay.
He's one of the villains, but they Ging, have like a whole Ging Phantom
the,
troop.
Ging is the real villain.
Ging, the father, is the real villain. There's the ants. There's, you know, the you know,
there's
the
a lot
King.
Of them.
A
lot of good villains.
The Phantom troop. There's a lot of good villains in this fucking. Yeah, that's
the,
why
the people say that one of the best arcs in anime is in Hunter x Hunter, and it's the ant arc.
Yeah, and I understand Aisha, he says it's not satisfying, but I mean, I just
so
dis-
satisfying.
I disagree 100%.
It is so satisfying.
But yeah,
and tragic.
Yeah.
Super tragic.
In watching this show, when he was on screen too, there was times where I think I was telling Rob earlier, because I know he didn't watch it, but I was just like, bro, I had to fast forward, like, past it, because it was like, I think it was when they were going for the badges, when they're trying to get each other's badges or whatever. I think it was there, just like, he was sitting there in it, like, in the middle of the woods, just like, oh, yes, it's almost time, oh, and I was just like, bro.
I literally just watched that episode.
Oh my
bro,
God.
Bro, I was just like, what in the entire fuck is going on here?
No, he's just yeah. He had an overload of bloodlust.
Yeah, and it was just like
so bloodlust for him is like a sexual experience.
Right,
that's kind of weird.
And here's the thing about him: he's dope as a character. Besides that,
yeah, he is. That's the other thing about that's what makes him frustrating is that like his powers,
the bubble gum,
like yeah, the oh my God, like what he can do and who he is and what he stands for and how he wants all the smoke with the most powerful people in the show. Like he steps up to like the most powerful people in the show and just like I will fight you right now.
Yeah, it's not about good like, or bad. It
doesn't
like,
matter if you're good. Doesn't matter if you're bad. I'm here for the smoke with the most powerful person we can find.
Yeah,
and like wherever they are, he just gravitates towards them and is like, I want to fight you.
I feel like you're making the argument against him right now.
Well, that's his plus sure. argument, but
well, yeah, and I mean, and Brendan's probably main argument is that he's pretty much. A pedophile.
He's a pedophile.
Yeah,
no,
that's
pedophile.
Listen, that's a huge strike.
Yeah, there's not really any redeeming.
He said, no, pretty much. Yeah, he is a pedophile.
I'm not going to try to walk it back from there.
Yeah, and when you picked it, because I fell asleep last night. I was doing a lot of work. And you picked it, and I woke up and I saw your pick. I was like, fuck. I was like, that would have been that's a good fucking pick. Because it's like, it's a clear W.
Yeah.
So I had to go with somebody that's, you know, in a sense, is similar of like fucking just.
For the record, I thought the character you picked was going to be the character he picked. So I'm really interested in who he's going to pick.
Oh, you didn't see who I picked?
No, I didn't even look.
Oh, okay.
I purposely didn't look.
Okay.
I like the surprise.
Well, I picked for my least favorite villain, Fat Boo. Not only.
That's right. He already said it.
Are they annoying?
I'm disappointed.
Because I was looking online and some people were just like, oh, if you're annoyed with the Fat Boo voice in English, go watch the Japanese version. It's just as annoying.
Yeah,
it's no better.
Yeah.
It's absolutely no better. Not only is the voice annoying, the attitude is annoying. They are, and on top of that, pretty unoriginal. Like, they can heal. Okay. Like, back from nothingness. We just had that in the Cell Saga.
Yeah.
Oh, they can transform and change into other things. Okay. We just had that in the Cell Saga and the Frieza Saga. Like there's just
they can absorb,
yeah, and just and absorbing people. Like it's just there's it felt like there was such a reason why for me in the Buu saga, Dragon Ball in general just takes such a huge fall off, and the big reason is Buu. He's not a fun character to watch, and the biggest mistake they've ever done is bringing him back around to stick around as part of the side cast. He's and since becoming a quote unquote good guy, he continues to fuck up and be useless, hang out with Mr. Satan, the other annoying character on the show, and every time they need him to show up and do something, he's falling asleep at the test, he's failing the test, he's falling asleep before the tournament, he's just absolutely useless, and they're billing it as like comic relief. But here's the thing, it's not funny. It's not funny. He's not a funny character. He's not cool. I don't want to see him around anymore. Just have beers, blow this dude up, take his fucking pudding, and end this dude. We're done.
And he got into shape one time, too. He got into shape.
And then fell asleep.
And then fell asleep, got fat again.
So, I have a rebuttal.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Some of the greatest moments that have happened in Dragon Ball Z, specifically with your favorite character, happened because of Boo.
Not Boo. Fat Boo.
You're just saying Fat Boo in general?
Fat Boo.
Not Boo
but
in general.
A lot of his argument was like Boo in general.
Boo in general is bad, but Fat Boo is the worst of it. Because like Kid Boo,
Fat Boo is
menacing. Yeah, I would not, I'm not speaking against Kid Boo. Kid Boo's scary. Fat Boo is not scary. Fat Boo is annoying.
Well, one of the dopest moments in history, in the Dragon Ball Z history happened with Fat Boo. The Vegeta blowing himself up.
Yeah, that's true.
That was incredible.
And pointless.
100%. 100% pointless. 100% pointless.
And pointless.
But it was amazing. I love that episode.
It was cool for...
The music was incredible.
2 seconds.
Like, but it also led us to other things that Vegeta does later. All right, so, I mean, I see your point. Like, Boo is annoying. Fat Boo is annoying and all that kind of stuff. But, like, when it comes to my least favorite villain of all time, like, he doesn't register. You know, because, like, the thing is like, he's
Rod doesn't give a fuck what
he's
you
like
got.
He's like the entry-level he's like the entry-level villain that gets us to Kid Boo. So it's like he wasn't even like he was there, and now he's back again, and he's only in like 2% of the show. Like he doesn't bother me because he's not.
They had a whole like part where he's just like shacking up with Mr. Satan, hanging out, taking care of a puppy.
to Rob's point, a lot of times when Boo is on screen, it's not as bad as the girl that I picked.
I'm saying, no, I see that, but my point being,
but when he's on screen, bro, he's pretty.
But my point
annoying.
Being, who has the weakest pick out of us?
I think
pedophile, rapist accuser, fat character.
I'm not saying he's annoying because he's fat. He's fucking annoying.
Fat, annoying character. I'm just saying, when you look at the scale of how we're doing this, your shit's weak.
But he tanked the show.
Well, really, but it comes back.
Well, here's the thing.
Did it?
Well, here's
the thing. Like you said, Kid Boo is menacing.
And that
part of
like,
the same character.
For a like second, and then it's gone.
Same character. Brought Missing Gohan out for the big
listen,
Boo.
I'm not willing to put up with Fat Boo to get to where the Boo saga went.
Well, I'll say this too. Remember, Toriyama, I don't think he created the Boo saga. He stopped at the Cell saga, and then I think he gave somebody else to
I was freedom. Reading a little bit about this this morning. I think it is his.
Oh, they were saying it wasn't at some point.
I'm pretty sure I saw. I think he stepped away after Boo Saga.
GT.
He stopped after. He didn't have anything to do with GT.
Yeah.
But he actually brought in a third, and quote unquote his most lenient editor during the Boo Saga, and he was just like throwing out whatever he thought was funny and entertaining to him at the time. Mm. Except it wasn't.
That could
funny
make
or entertaining.
Even with Super now, he kind of outlines a storyboard, and he gives a guy, I think Toritaro, I think kind of how to say his name. But he gives him pretty much free reign to do it and to draw it and stuff like that himself. And he pretty much says, here's somewhat of an outline. This is kind of where I want to go. You do the fucking rest of the work type thing. And I feel like that's probably how the Boo Saga kind of went. It's like, here's some shit. Y'all put it together. Get it done.
Look, I see Rob's point, but I'm just saying, in comparison to the other.
No, because here's the thing. It's exactly
Rob.
Like you said to both Keenan, and you could say the same to your argument. These are such repugnant characters that they are good villains. Fat Boo's just not a good villain. He's not fun to watch.
How is he not a good villain? He beat the shit out of everybody.
Because he's just not entertaining or fun to watch.
Don't you want
to
see him die?
That's why I want to see him in One Punch Man, but he didn't
die.
That's
a good villain.
He just hangs out
I'm saying,
and
though,
fucking falls asleep when people
point.
Need him.
A good villain is somebody you want to see die too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but he
so
does.
There you go.
But he was the downfall
so
of the show.
Bro,
he's the
just,
downfall of the
just
show.
Take your weak ass argument.
There's
out
no
here.
Weak ass argument
it's
here. Fat
argument.
Boo is a shit villain. He's a shit villain.
But he's not the shit villain. And that's the
yes,
point.
Yes, he is.
He's not. That's
he's
that's
such
our,
a weak ass villain.
Right
he's not even
the
main villain of his own arc.
He's part of it. That's just like saying, but that's just like saying the first version of Frieza isn't the main villain. It's like
no,
it's
because that's
Frieza.
The same person.
Yeah,
it's still the same villain.
No, because it's the angry Boo gets out after his puppy gets shot, and he becomes. And there's
but
two,
it's all still within
there's
him.
Two entities.
But he still
and
comes
he
from
ejects,
within him. Where does he come from?
And Kid Boo is actually the version of Boo with no goodness in him.
But. It's still the same motherfucker, right?
It's
it
not.
It still comes from the same person.
No, the only reason he's the Fat Boo or the Good Boo is because Kid Boo, who's the actual bad guy, absorbed the some Supreme Kai, and it's the like the goodness of that Supreme Kai that makes him like a childlike dope.
Yeah. True.
Still the same motherfucker.
Yeah, whatever. It's not, but okay.
Take your L, bro. It's fine.
Well, he's
literally not.
This is,
but
why,
okay.
This is why I understand Rob's point. Rob's point is pretty much when this guy's on screen and he's considered a villain, I want to hurt, like, I don't like him. And that's how I felt about mine, right? And it's like, you didn't necessarily have that about yours, but your point of this dude just being a pedophile, automatically, you're just a bad villain because of that.
I just wanted to disagree with Rob.
No, I know.
Him.
I know exactly what
I know,
you're
yeah,
doing.
I know
it's because fuck Rob.
Yeah. And I saw you just like, damn it, man.
I mean, I agree with everything I said still. Like,
yeah.
I still don't think Boo is the worst villain. No. Like, is he shitty? Do I not like Boo? Yeah, I don't like Boo. He's shitty.
Is he in
like,
your top three worst villains?
I don't know. He probably not, because I already got two right here. You know what I'm saying? I could come up with somebody worse than Boo for sure.
But
yeah,
here's
I mean, the
thing.
You've seen a lot more anime.
But you would watch episodes with those characters. This is not a fun thing to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, but we weren't
He made
about...
me not want to watch the show. That's why he's my least favorite villain.
I can see that.
Yeah, so we have different reasons why there are.
Yeah, I guess it's subjective how we're measuring what's our least favorite.
Yeah. Different.
That's why I asked at the top.
Positioning of the argument.
Yeah, and it's subjective to what we think is the least favorite. Do you have a pick?
Yeah, it's again, it's kind of a weak pick, according to Brennan, but it would be.
weak pick. It can't be as weak as his.
It'd be Susumaru from Demon Slayer, the one woman with the balls that she was just throwing. She was just annoying, and I would just, like, cut her head off. Like, just die, please.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I understand if a character is annoying, it's like Zenitsu is like we love Zenitsu in the sense of what he can do. He's a beast, but it's like
fuck
he's
Zenitsu.
So annoying.
Fuck
it's just
Zenitsu.
Like,
but I'll say one of the hardest laughs I've had at any anime movie was when they went into his dream world and he was like with the Nezuko.
Yeah.
Nezuko.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That shit was
You're not Nezuko. What the fuck are you doing?
That shit was funny. That was funny. I was like, all right, cool. Like, he has comic relief now.
Zenitsu does have some comic relief moments that are pretty funny. Like, even when he found out Tanjiro had Nezuko, like, hanging around, he's just like, you've been hanging out with this girl this whole time and you didn't tell anybody.
I have
to kill you now. It's I am honor bound to kill you.
Bro, chill out, man. That's my sister.
He has his moments.
And I'll admit, Inosuke was very annoying to me at first, too, because he gave me that Bakugo vibe at first.
Yeah.
But then he's just funny because he just was like, Kangaroo!
Yeah.
Just saying the wrong name was just hilarious to me.
Tetsuo!
Tetsuo!
I like how he's balls to the wall, too. It's just like,
we
scrapping?
He's also, like, good at what he does.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, oh, we scrapping? Let's go. Like, whatever.
It's like if Zenitsu was, like, terrible at what he does, I'd be like, this is a trash character. But the fact that he's, like, dope in those moments.
Yeah.
He's so dope when he's dope, though.
And he gets
dope.
Allows me to forgive the annoyingness.
Shut up.
Are you reading the manga at all or no?
I'm not reading the manga. Okay. Yeah, so don't say
I ain't gonna say anything. I'm just saying he's dope.
Just shut up.
All right. So what do you guys think, man, in the comment sections? Answer all the questions. Who are your worst villains? Who's your favorite villains? Who answer our questions always in the comment section. I don't think Ice gave us anything, so we don't have his villains at all. But we gave Cam's villains, so we appreciate that. Do we have we're going to talk about next week? We're taking a break. We're going to take a break next week, but we're going to have some content in there. We're dropping Isis episode, I believe, today, and then we're going to drop one of the episodes that I did about something probably next week. So it'll hold you over, I guess, a little bit until we drop another episode when we come back for the week after that, guys. So don't be alarmed that we're gone for a week. There'll still be content dropping for you guys. Want to drop your stuff, Brennan?
At Brennan the best.
Ice.McGowan on everything. Rob?
Yeah, so I've been doing my shout-outs. I actually, for my artist shout-out, I'm going to say Quincy B. Drawn. She's guest hosted on our show one time. We did Berserk with her, right?
Did we do Berserk with her?
I think we did the Berserk movie, the first one with Quincy.
I think we did, yeah.
But yeah, she's an artist. She's a fan of ours. She's been, riding for us hard. It was just her birthday this last week. So Quincy B. Drawn, check her out on Instagram. It's Quencybdraw_N. Check
What's
her
good,
out.
Quincy?
Happy birthday, Q. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Q.
I gotta give a shout out to this person. They donated $100 to the animation.
Thank you so
much.
We're
not broke anymore.
Yeah. Oh my god, thank you.
Appreciate the hell out of you, man. I know I'm saying your name wrong or right or whatever. Useland Silva. Appreciate you. Like that's much love right there.
Thank you so much.
And anybody that's ever donated to the Cash App, and you can Cash App us at $AnimationPod. All right.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right, and Keenan Baker on everything, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Oh, Ken, you want to give yourself out, Stickman?
I'm good. It's fine. At Stickman Studios, I'm not going to spell it for you. You got to find it.
Figure it out. It's a puzzle.
All right, John, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Love animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.